Joining us now with her weekly look at New Jersey blogs and community news is Mary Mann. She's with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, David.
Now, Mary, it's kind of standard practice around this time of year as we head into the home stretch of the summer beach season for the shops and restaurants along the Jersey Shore to grumble about the weather and how business is down. But this year, obviously, totally different. Towns and businesses along the coast are struggling to recover post-Sandy. And then we had such a wet spring and early summer. Mary, you've been following what people are saying on the local blogs. Tell us, how's business?
It is not good. I've been chatting with Justin Osiello, who runs Jersey Shore Hurricane News. He talked about Seaside Park and Seaside Heights. He said the boardwalk business owners there say the only winners this summer are construction companies. And one restaurant owner told him his revenues are down 30%. I've also been talking with Paul Goldfinger, who runs Blogfinger in Ocean Grove. And even though Ocean Grove wasn't clobbered, although it did lose its boardwalk, he said the chamber president says it has been a slow start. Both of them talked about the weather, but Justin also talked about rentals being down, the realtors are saying, and Paul also talked about the late start because of school running longer this year.
School running longer because of Sandy closings and having to be in school for extra days?
Exactly.
And this is not all based on anecdotal evidence. The Associated Press ran a report this week on how the New Jersey Shore is seeing this drop in revenue this summer. Can you tell us about this report?
Yes. I talked to Larry Rosenthal at the AP in Trenton, and he said the story, they particularly went after towns that had been clobbered or whacked by the storm. They got 8 towns to respond. This was the municipal revenues they were looking at, and all 8 towns who did respond said, yes, their revenues were down for beach tag fees. Manasquan was reporting $290,000 behind where they were last year as of the third week in July, and Avon was at $213,000 down on beach fees. They also said their parking, you know, fees were down, and not all of them charge for parking in Avon, but they usually have people get ticketed for parking in yellow zones because it's so crowded, but that's not an issue this year.
It's not because it's not crowded. Now, this report does not sum up how everything is going all the way up and down the coast. This just focused on 8 towns, and these were towns that were seriously impacted by Sandy. This report really didn't look at places like further south, like Cape May, which sustained relatively minor damage during the storm and by many accounts is having a healthy tourist season.
Yeah, they're doing so well in Cape May that they're actually looking at their shoulder season, which is the fall, and they have a grant from the state to help promote people in the summer to get them to come back in the fall for their jazz festival and other amenities.
Okay, so they're looking beyond the summer. But let's go back to these towns north of Atlantic City that really had the biggest impact during Sandy. What do people think? Is a turnaround possible here in the last weeks of summer?
Well, Paul Goldfinger at Blogfinger, really, he's very positive. He said that last weekend signaled a big turnaround. It was a great weekend in Ocean Grove. I was in Spring Lake on Saturday, and it was a beautiful shore day, a very crowded day. And so they could do very well for the rest of the year, but I don't think they're going to make up for nearly $300,000 in shortfalls in beach tag revenues in Manasquan.
And they're not going to want to hear me mention that there's rain in the forecast today, that's for sure.
No!
We won't talk about that. I'll wait a couple of minutes before I get to that. Mary, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, David.
Mary Mann is with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University.